Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about digging the dirt with used heavy construction equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It has been seen that people belonging to the construction sector are mostly confused when it comes to putting new heavy equipment or used ones to the task. It is quite obvious that the cost of the machine plays an important role for them to determine which one to go for. The cost of a brand new heavy equipment will be undoubtedly expensive, for which the business owner may have to take a loan from the bank. This means that he has invited a recurring expense to his business, which, if he fails to repay, the heavy equipment will be repossessed by the banks. So it is advisable that as long as you are not completely sure that you can pay the due in time, you should stay away from taking a loan. So the next variable solution is to go for a used one, like calling people like B&R Equipment, or going to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, back to the podcast. It makes ample sense to use secondhand heavy equipment for digging the dirt in construction sites. So when we talk about the secondhand heavy equipment, it does not mean that you should be using a decade-old machine. You should try to get something with perhaps a couple of years old, or that's a matter of 5 years old machine will be significant for your business requirements. The one thing you should be careful about is the regular maintenance. Since it's an old one, you should ensure that the maintenance or the machine is regularly washed and oiled. This will only increase the life of the machine and will serve you for a long time. Some of the dirt moving or dirt digging heavy equipment are excavators, backhoe loaders, and larger extent graders also does the work quite effectively for you. There's dozers, excavators, scrapers, articulated trucks you can buy as used. So buying these kind of heavy equipment should be your priority. Getting the bank loans on used heavy equipment also becomes easy, as you do not have to go through a lot of documentation process. Since a loan amount will be fairly low, the financial institute will be happily grant you the loan. However, you still have to have good credit rating to avoid any complications while getting your loan approved. Just in case you have to manage to allocate some capital to fund your need to buy the heavy equipment, you can channelize those funds by buying used machines. As you get it at a lower price, it should fit your budget. The repossessed heavy equipment are also used machines, which are sold at dirt cheap price. You got to identify the dirt digging equipment that is getting auctioned and place your bid to get the items. The experienced operator will be comfortable working with an older dirt digging heavy equipment, as they must have worked on these machines before. So it is like driving an older car. You know, it's sometimes those guys prefer those machines, right? You know, when the 140Ms came out, everybody was preferring to go back to the 140H motor graders because they know how to work them. Before you go ahead to buy a dirt digging heavy construction equipment, check if the machine is in order. You may not want to end up buying a messy one, which will give you numerous technical issues. Get it checked by a mechanic first, and if he or she feels that the machine is worth the price, then you should go for it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.